by his trying to get the good respect in, they put in a qualification. And then brought it abroad. So what we had was good enough to live with, because Brand is still going down with it. He followed us up, and he screwed us up also at the end of November in his diabolic way by putting out on the side on radio every time.
Oh yeah.
And then he put it out to victory.
I must say that's the equivalent. I agree for that to be fair.
So Hanoi figured that any time they gave us a sentence,
yeah,
it was a victory for Saigon.
You were
invited, the son of a bitch. Take the DSC court. Every time he knew we were debating something, he put it out as a demand. So he, we can't say this, but if any single person threw it out, it was he.
You can see why he wanted to screw up Johnson, unfortunately, because he thought Johnson was giving up bombing for nothing, and he was right. But in our case,
Mr. President, what do you think? What the press, what the intelligence here in this country, what anybody thought was being done in October, all the news stories, right or left, were debating the nature of the coalition government. When I left for Saigon at the end of October, the fact that we could get a deal which would keep you in office, the military keep it out of the day, no one would have thought that.
Right.
If we could have pulled off this spectacular, that son of a bitch had stood next to you 2 weeks later, and thank you for what you had achieved. There would have been such a wave of gratitude in this country and respect that we could have done anything in Vietnam for the next 5 years.
It would have been a spectacular piece.
That's right. Instead, he's pissed on our own achievement so much that he
thinks if I would get it,
then you give him 3 or 4 solid guarantees. You offer him even the past that have even accomplished yet.
See, it is the Holocaust. There is no coalition government. Few states are. We give an economic aid. We agree. The police, we agree.
We get exactly our pay aid to create the political basis for staying there. It is a historical crime that this man has committed. We've been drilling into his concept and back to the head. You did it even more eloquently than me. What is the protection for Vietnam? The confidence of the president, the confidence of the American people that we are behind.
Our guarantee, basically.
And our guarantee. So he cracks around about this sentence and this paragraph. Who the hell knows today what's in the Shanghai communication? But the important thing is, if we made the relations with China go, and that created its own reality. Rose, what's in the Shanghai communication? You remember that, right?
Ah. Hangzhou or Shanghai?
Hangzhou. Not one person has ever read any of this draft that came out. So, the agony we went through, our experience with treaties is you ram them through and then run them.
That's right.
That's right. If we had done it with that one, we couldn't do it in the last 3 minutes of a campaign, but if we had done it, what we'd been able to do, and if it did it in Saigon, had acted like a state. I mean, this is the tragedy.
I know it all along. I think that one thing, I guess I'm going to the president, is we have no choice now. It's the bilateral deal that we have a chance to make bilateral. want to, and they say, no, I'm serving prison or something. You make a positive move, you make a new offer that they are going to.
I think that's the best, that's about to be across, it'll be fine. perceives the obvious and assumes that it has deceived everybody else.
Correct. And all these lies are dilemmas. And that's what we decided, what the president decided to do, is to turn on both Jew and Arab. To get some freedom of Maduro. And that way, you know, so Henry, the point is important. While you remember, I have the idea of Trump, because I have the idea is a good one at one point. And God, we miss Christmas, because he would have gone out there and started negotiating.
So I think if we had had an agreement, he might have read his brief.
Sure. So, well, he would have gone over this before he left. He would have found out.
Well,
he was in double crossed in the sense of backing off. If he understood his mission and accepted it, I think he would carry it out.
But now this week it was much too complex to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't suppose.
Against anyone, I don't think everywhere is subtle.
Never had an ambiguity. Never had between two allies. I read all the children's stuff.
Yeah.
Jacob Dean, 64.
Wait, when he was 61. Dean, where we have the, Leonard Sacchio, Columbia, 61, Clint Knox, maybe 64, that's it, I mean, where's?
I've got a letter to.
McConaughey and McClintock. Leonard Chief Russell, and Tosca, and Barber.
Barber's had enough. The father is, Barber's got to go, he's had enough.
Barber's 64.
What about Tosca?
Tosca's 6.
How about Tosca in the meeting?
That's a good one.
Yeah, he'd be a, he's a businessman, tight, he's a fighter. He knows age, he did Korea earlier, Korea and age.
We think that's a good bad,
It'll be a breach.
Yeah, we're gonna put.
If a conference of Turkey is here.
A conference of Turkey.
Tosca in the issue, it's been a good move.
Rather than business.
Well, Tosca is virtue, his strong point is economics, basically, he's an economist, right?
Very keen truth.
I've got a better truth.
They have a chest, I don't think.
Well, they wish I had a direction, I'll let you know, but that other guy, come here tonight, right, that's 7, you move to there.
Yeah, they, everybody wanted to come earlier, so.
Oh, that will.
Get you out of here.
No, no, that's.
I have, well, you told Linda that, girl was in pretty magazine.
I have more.
Have you seen this week?
Yeah, I'm trying,
I have a picture of a new girl they had lined up for interview.
I have more, I told you something, I thought that was a little bit more than that. He's at least doing what he's supposed to, he isn't.
Oh, yeah, you scared to look at the chief,
Well, no, as, you know, as I understood, that was the name of the game, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely,
they were back, they couldn't back off of it now.
Oh, no.
More, I don't want, more of the second guesses, he's not second guessing.
That isn't the problem. The problem with more is that he's really only interested in the disturbance. And what he's never done is put somebody in charge of the strategic direction of the war. When Hayes is over there, we ought to get that done. Good luck.
John, if you wait.
Start down, go through, you go there.
come down. Now, well, HEW, we've got a good list of outside candidates of varying kinds of capabilities. And came down and went round and round on it yesterday, or Saturday, that we would like everyone. He wants Carlucci, and that's what we came down with. Gives you the Italian, gives you a guy you know, who'll do what he's
proud of, and not after all. That's good.
And it gets him out of the
state of mind.
That's what we want. He's very hot for him.
All right. That's what we want, sir. All right.
So, good. That's where we end up on that. Now you should see Carlucci, I think.
I don't know.
You don't have to.
I really don't think I have to. I think Greer is on that one. That's fine. It's a fine appointment. Started on the girl with CNN, he's got
which is a good, we had thought HW was a good place to put in an outsider, but the problem, there's getting someone that you can get a hold of that. I think we ought to lose an outsider to get some of the backup a little bit. And you got RBG,
yeah,
to run around and run.
Yeah, that's right.
On HUD, again, fair number of outside types, the best of which probably is Cal Newton. He's got the best qualifications. The problem is he has indicated that Unitron is said that he's excellent at that information. Well, what he really wants to be is SEC chairman. And we've been set under consideration for all of us. He's a good
qualifier.
That's Casey. But he's the kind of guy we need maybe more of that. Then we've got several other outside types like Scott Eagleton from California, who looks damn good, and Al Bundy from California. And
well, let me say that in that HUD, I really believe that the top guy is such a good manager. So tough that you could afford an outsider in HUD. Is that all right, John?
That's what we, that was the thought.
So, all right, pick a good outsider in HUD if you don't.
One thought that arises there, we've got one black that says, looks like a good prospect if you really want to go for black. But you're, HUD's the best place for a black. If we're not everything back, and the guy's going to have to fight the
other.
Not
a HUD.
Not a HUD.
Not a HUD.
Well, that's right. We did think of them and said you couldn't do that. You could put a black in.
Oh, it's pretty obvious to put a black in.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm not sure that the black is
we're not.
I think that we got like a couple of black ambassadors. That would be pretty good.
Doing that. And wouldn't they find another place for it? He's quite a hell of a guy.
Hutchins Incorporated, which is a
Maury was not able to run Commons. Siciliano ran Commons. And then Lynn ran Commons. And Peterson tended to run Commons more than Maury ever had. But it's a real
struggle. You got a place for the other, for yourself, the other guy, some other job.
I just do, he's a hot property.
Because he's a hot property, you're digging an assistant, so you're going to go up and chew up. I guess you're right.
Joseph Alberti that we raised for
somebody in that European community, or, you know, a Peterson type, basically. And also, you've got that nine-foot Russian guard community, or somebody else kind of Hodgson. I don't know, Hodgson may not want to do that.
Well, in fairness to him, Governor Rogers spoke, it takes 2 weeks to think about it.
That's kind of something to look up on.
So, they're probably, I've only Saturday, and I said, Jim, we've got to have your answer, we should be. I put the line down, he said, Bill Rogers spoke, he had a lot of time, and he was anxious to get it on. Well, I hurried him up, and I said, we have to know by Monday, so I think I'll hold it through that. So, we're getting quite close to this today.
The other thing would be fine.
Oh, sure, but you see, Rogers is not anxious to trade, the guy's been over it. So that's what I'm going on there. On the service secretary, let me raise John Warner.
Oh, if you want to.
I think,
you gotta keep talking to him.
He's an old man, he makes a damn good presentation, and he's done a fair job.
All right, let's keep one, we've changed the other two, sure.
Well, the other 200 hours, Warner is, so that's, fine.
Fair enough, change the other two.
Well, you wanna put those in there, I think you're just up there, you know, good Republican political.
I would like to, yes, put Galloway in there.
And you got any on Trump, so maybe you've covered that base.
No, we do not, so.
He's deep south, we don't need the M.
Okay, both Galloway, that's good.
Love, you just, you have any desire to?
Love has never sent me very much, frankly, I don't know.
He's good, but he hasn't asked for things, and. Oh, boy, you were somebody said, we're gonna appoint a governor, why not take one of our governors, you know, guys in Florida, and you didn't name one.
Love was a rock and a lie.
Love has never been a strong party.
No, I mean, I understand.
He's been cooperative, but he's.
Well, I believe that, I think love could be something else like a commission, I wouldn't mind.
He would want Air Force, and he'd be very appropriate, you know, the Air Force Academy, he'd say, oh, no.
Now, the Air Force, let's give that to a real old goer.
We'll make a goer there.
That might be a.
Well, Randy?
Yeah.
That might be a, what do you think, astronaut?
Oh, astronaut.
Well, we look for an idea with, Barnacle.
Well, we have a better idea.
Yeah, sure, I mean, if that doesn't
want to, like.
I protocol.
Barnacle, she's a pretty funny, got a super wife.
Oh, Christ, if you keep doing it, it'd be great, I think he's fine.
And he'd be a great guy to run around the world.
Because he loves to be a front man, that's his bag of tricks.
Offer, she's protocol.
And it'd be a hell of a.
Let's put another astronaut in the Air Force, why not?
Oh, we got several around, we've got Collins, who's damn good. We go rest, safe right now.
Yeah, they're all sort of.
Handled himself pretty well. We got one, Collins left safe on that, but.
Okay, I think Collins has gone.
He's in town, he can probably.
Barman's judgment is pretty good on who's pushed on to these astronauts. Ask, see if he'll play protocol, then see whether or not he thinks they're all to be a guy in the Air Force, the judge in the Air Force. An astronaut, I think, space guys are good men. John, the one thing I did want to mention, you sure you watched the general counsels for the department?
I sure have.
The general counsels to the commissions, to the FTC, they're where the rats are.
That's right.
So you're doing that, are you?
I am. As a matter of fact, we're working on the fence today. There's a traffic jam on that because the general counsel over there is Tom Thurman's guy. And, we're finagling with that.
Going around over, I was thinking, the departments are important, but the general counsels to the Federal Power Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, the SEC, are enormously important, you know. I guess we appoint them, don't we?
Not the regulatory commission.
Who appoints them?
The commission itself.
Well,
our agencies.
We can influence them, maybe.
And the others we can address. On the FTC, we have a chairman open, who's to move in.
your checkers.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Oh, yeah, well,
yeah, you're a Boston College.
Great.
And for the CAB, there you go, the point of chairman, the consensus strongly, and this is, that one county's been pushed for, is, Kent, who is the Republican, a Republican member.
Robinson, I'm important, because he recommended it there.
Okay, well, he comes, our regular.
In Seattle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be a state chairman, I think, okay.
Yes, and then he was, he had a public utilities commission.
Yeah, all right, he's fine, he's fine. Just so, just to be sure, Connelly, that, you know, John, on that one.
Right, sure.
On all of these, they.
And all of them.
All of them, or they're gonna say one thing, you know. Woman came through. I saw it, that was in it, and I wanted to see those people were, on paper, who was, you know, they were, who was.
But Grove White and Phil Simon.
Simon, that's right. That was nice to have that, kind of, that was, to have a secretary, why, I thought I would have thrown for that.
Well, it's a deemed good signal to the stuff, sure.
Yeah. Brett Grove, Phil Simon, I didn't know who the hell they were, but you see, they got a chance to sit there, and I deliberately, they don't talk to them, so they kind of deal with what they're, they have something to talk about, okay? And they were, we should have people like that, sometimes at our table.
Because you have all the time at your table, instead of, you should never have Adele Rogers at your table.
I don't.
What does it mean to Adele Rogers to sit there?
No, I'm sorry. Or Mrs. Blair.
That's right. You don't do the anyone.
But I was gonna say, what, if somebody said, talk to somebody, Tom, if they remember that, that no, this one is from Texas, said to his mother, I think I know everybody on that, I'm sure that I've never heard of this person, I'm sure.
A lot of them.
I said, of course, sir. I always remember the old rule. Everybody thinks you got your land, everybody, unless it's a land as long. Then, that's one of the problems with that, is that they can't be quite sure all that they can help. But the point is, everybody, on one reason, let John Conley, everybody that's been chairman, got a thing, and he is getting his way. So you folks do that, you know, make the calls, I know it's troublesome, tiresome, everything. Good.
Another interesting prospect, I'm moving Tim up to chairman of CAB, it opens the seat. And we've got a good one for that. One of them is Ariel Seabert, who is by president of her own company, and the, she's the only woman ever elected to the New York Stock Exchange.
Good.
And she specialized in the field of aviation, including airlines.
Excellent.
So that looks kind of intriguing, and rich.
I can't call that over.
That's a possibility. She's been good. Which other board? Then action.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's about the way we come out. The guy I end up with is that Illinois budget director.
Sorry.
But I don't know. I guess we go back to the drawing board on that. He was a White House fellow. He's been around here. Okay. The guy that's
a tough one. Is somebody that doesn't want to build it.
Well, that's important. It's got to be somebody who can talk to. But, that's why a budget director.
Maybe you better take somebody that Weinberg recommends, or somebody that's, I don't know.
You don't want one or another.
I don't think so. I think it's a waste.
So just work back to the drawing board on that. Anyway. Over that, the service secretaries, we've got. That's a good.
All of the assistant secretaries are air force. There's a hell of a lot of them, isn't there?
Undersecretary.
Undersecretary, assistant secretary.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. Air force, good jobs. The Pentagon is big, and they have a lot of broad.
businessman.
He sold a lot of our old 68 advancement in those slots. And they did the, sold some more at this time.
Yeah, is the current drawdown.
The other thing we can run through quickly is the basic action plan for trimming staff and changing functions in the executive office, which relates to how we get the overall executive office down.
Okay.
The ones that the husbands had to go over, why they all broke their asses. should be merged.
Merged then.
Yeah, merged then.
Donnie established there then.
Getting established, but out of mind with the, Everly would be, Hodgson basically is not as strong a man as Everly, should not really, but he doesn't take it. I wish he'd go back to the Peter's job.
Space Council, we can transfer to NASA, just absorb it in the agency, make the head of NASA the head of the Space Council, that eliminates.
That's set up already.
It's established by law, so you can't abolish it.
But how do you observe it? When something is established by law, then what do you say?
You continue to have it, but you just double team the people. You don't, you have to have a head of it, because then it functions.
And it doesn't require, it does not require a reorganization plan of Assembly of Congress.
No.
So you say I hereby direct you to participate.
It's a pleasure. I designate you the executive director of the National Aeronautics and Space Council.
Right. And then what do you do with the people?
Well, then you abolish my all employees to assign the functions. That's what they're supposed to do. NASA just takes on. The intergovernmental relationship already shifted. And, the Office of Emergency Preparedness. So, well, the thought is to divide that up, right? Into, all the assignment of duties for that is by the President. So you can allocate the things, and they've got a plan for it. The disaster relief goes to HUD, mathematical computers goes to GSA, underground facility goes to defense, and the stockpile policy goes to GSA. But our
right. What do you do with the man?
His name's retired.
You don't fill the job in the position, Paul.
But the difficulty is,
I say, what is missing there?
The chance to put it back, okay.
The opportunity to put a man in.
You want to have somebody on the National Security Council, appoint him off as director of the OEB, and then
what does he have? What does he do?
He sits in the Security Council. And he'd do anything else he wants to do. We can leave one of these functions there, or he can supervise it out of one of these slots.
He can supervise it.
Well, I would say this, sir.
I think that it's such a hell of a good job. I mean, the NSC conduct, it's a hell of a good job for a, well, like let's face it, for my friend on the FBI. But it's a hell of a good job for somebody that you want in.
I can't imagine that.